Well, each week after a Packer game, I have Brian Caribou on from CheeseheadTV.com, and we either celebrate after a win or we commiserate after a loss. Brian, what do we do after a tie? I'm not really sure.
I'm not really sure. We just probably take a shower and go on our days, I guess. It's just a normal routine. Nothing good, nothing bad, just as normal can be.
What a weird game yesterday. I have been playing the character of someone who's been very calm and cool, and I'm actually yelling at other Packer fans when they're starting to freak out, and I'm like, guys, it's okay that Rodgers is hurt. It's okay that, you know, sometimes you just don't make the playoffs. It's okay. I'm doing this the last 3 weeks. Yesterday, when we're down two scores of the Minnesota Vikings, I had a panic attack. I freaked out. I started blindly tweeting. I started throwing things. I think I cried a little bit. I'm right there with everybody else now. I'm off my high horse, and I want to come back down to earth here and say that I'm in panic mode. So then I get to panic mode, Brian. Then the Packers almost win this game. And then I'm convinced myself that Jennings is going to score the game-winning touchdown. I was a mess yesterday. But at the end of it, we improved in the standings than when we started the day yesterday. How did that happen?
It is an odd occurrence, definitely. The Packers are still in the chase for the division crown, partially due to nothing what happened in the Packers game, just due to the Bears losing, the Lions losing in their ineptitude, at least yesterday. And so the Packers still very much in contention. That now the division games against, of course, the Lions on Thanksgiving, and then when they take on the Bears, you know, pretty much those become must-win games for the Packers. But, you know, as long as they take care of business, they're still in this thing.
Yeah, they're a half game back. They control their destiny in the North. They're going to eliminate themselves from any weird tiebreaker if the three of them all end up with the same record. And they did so because of a tie, which really, for a while, I mean, they had no business coming back and even tying this game. The Vikings had them beat, but then Mike McCarthy, knowing his season's on the line, did what Packer fans wish he would have done 3 weeks ago. And I have to say, for as hard as I was on Packer fans, they may have been right about this, because Matt Flynn came in, gave this team a spark. I think the biggest thing between Matt Flynn and Scott Tolzien or Seneca Wallace was that the rest of the team, to me, finally believed in their quarterback. Nothing away from Tolzien. I think he played admirably. His touchdown run was awesome. But I think when Matt Flynn in there, I don't know if it's familiarity or what, the team took on a different identity yesterday.
I think one thing you saw as well is that Matt Flynn was able to run the Packers' hurry-up, no-huddle offense, something Scott Tolzien, just being young and inexperienced, not really able to do yet or not able to do effectively. So when Matt Flynn comes in, you know, he's got the experience. He knows the offense. He's able to do that and be a leader and get the team in and out of plays and calling plays at the lines, whatever. And I think the team respects that, and they gain confidence when they do that, they see that. So I think that's where Matt Flynn helps a lot. And, you know, I think people say, well, Matt Flynn, he's a system quarterback. And my reaction to that is, well, I'm glad it's the Packers system. He seems to be doing well. He seems to fit very well.
Yeah, I don't care what he is, if he can lead us to a comeback like that. And potentially it looks like he'll get the start on Thursday. I still don't think Rodgers is going to be ready to go. We still have a couple of days to find out about that. Is there hindsight now? Do we look back and say, well, why didn't we sign Matt Flynn and start him right away if he was going to do this? Why did we try Seneca Wallace? Why did we go with Scott Tolzien for 2 weeks? Is there a lot of that going on, or are we just moving forward?
There is a lot of second-guessing, no doubt about it. I personally can't blame the Packers for the approach they took, you know, with Seneca Wallace and Scott Tolzien. I mean, they had no choice at the time because Scott Tolzien, or pardon me, Matt Flynn was, you know, on another roster, so it took him to get cut
right
in order to actually obtain him. And I just, knowing the injury issues that he's had with his elbow, You know, that I guess that's why I say I can't blame the Packers. But Matt Flynn certainly showed no ill effects yesterday. The arm didn't seem to be hurting, seemed to be an issue. He seemed to have plenty of velocity on his throws. So he's looking good, and, you know, I think he's the starter if Aaron Rodgers can't go. We kind of still, everybody's waiting to find out what happens with Aaron Rodgers, but, you know, we'll see later this week.
Talking with Brian Caribou of CheeseheadTV.com, this was a game where the Packers stormed back. Eventually, it was a 26-26 tie, your final. They got to overtime, and the Packers, under the old overtime format, would have took that down, got the field goal, and got the victory. Vikings able to come back and punch in the field goal, and it was really some harrowing moments. A couple of things. There's a lot of people, I think, criticizing that Mike McCarthy went for two at one point in the game, which I'm perfectly okay with. I almost would have wanted him to I wanted them to go for the touchdown there. They were inside the five-yard line. You turn the ball over, maybe you pin the Vikings on the one. Are there any things from this game that now that you're second guessing that you wish they would have done differently?
The arguments can be made for those, but I think what McCarthy did was fine. I didn't mind him going for 2 points at that point in the game. It was a little early in the fourth quarter, as I remember, but you know, they were still able to tie the game. So
right.
You know, no skin off his back there. And then with the going for a touchdown, the thought crossed my mind as well. Should you just go for it, even if you don't get it? The Vikings are pinned, you know, way deep. But, you know, they still had an opportunity to win regardless. So I don't fault the coaching. The Packers players just didn't get done. But at least they got it done enough for a tie on Sunday, and you know, it's better than a loss at least.
This Packers' first tie in like 25 years, is it not? It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a long time. I don't have the exact year in front of me, but it's been a long, long time. They only come about in the NFL, you know, once about every other year or so lately.
Now, the only other thing, I want to talk to you for another hour, but I know that I didn't pay you that for that long of a therapy session. But regarding the defense, it was a very weird game from the defense. At times they looked very, very good, and at times they looked very, very bad. What is the deal with this defense right now? Can they be trusted? Are they good? Are they terrible? Fill in the blank.
It's a defense that doesn't know its own identity right now. I think maybe they took a step forward from the past two games, the past two, three losses when they haven't looked very good. And, you know, they got stops at critical times yesterday, even though they didn't stop the Vikings cold. They probably didn't force as many turnovers as they wanted to. But they got a couple key stops, and that's something they can at least hang their hat on. And maybe going forward, you know, they're going to get that boost, going to be like, oh, we're still alive, and you know, that now start to get some good plays. We started to see some good play from Clay Matthews yesterday.
Yeah.
Of course, he was gone for so long, and then he was in the club cast and rather ineffective. Now that he's got his hands free a little bit, or at least his fingers free, he's playing better, so that certainly helps, but you know, the play of the defense does need to be elevated all around. There's still some guys who are, you know, losing their jobs, losing their assignments, but that, you know, they're still alive, and hopefully things will get better.
The Packers tying the Minnesota Vikings yesterday 26-26. They've got a quick turnaround. Lions on Thursday, Turkey Day. The coverage will start right here on K107. Point one at 9 a.m. The kickoff at 11:30. Brian, we'll give you the day off tomorrow. We're going to talk to you again on Wednesday and kind of go from there. We'll see what happens. Brian Caribou, CheeseheadTV.com. We'll talk to you then.
Sounds good.